word of compliment to all of you today, really, and I mean this sincerely. Thanks for coming to Mass. And you know, we think about so many people not here and all the excuses that come up, you know, for them, whatever it might be, but you're here, and just know my gratitude. My question for you today is this, and this isn't mean, vindictive, or anything, it's just an answer for you to think about today is, why did you come today? We attempted not to, and yet you came. So why did you come today? Because we're going to come back to that later in the Mass today. Brothers and sisters, when I thought about the first reading of the Gospel of today, the great story, the story of leprosy, it kind of took me back to when I was a child, never encountered leprosy, but like all of us, from time to time, I would get sick. And when I got sick, I'd go to my mom, figure out why that is. We didn't go to our dad. We'd go to our mom, but to mom we'd go. And what would she do? Well, she'd do this, right? Or else she'd check a thermometer, right? This idea of putting it around your wrist or whatever, that was unheard of. It was a glass thermometer that went under your tongue. And if it was determined you were sick, then that meant bed rest. And also meant that you some type of aspirin, and also you get orange juice. But I think I've shared with you the story of my first Holy Communion, but I want to kind of come at it from a little different angle today. The night before my first Holy Communion, I came down with an earache, very common for me at that time. And I used to lay down on a heating pad to see if that would help. And the morning of my first communion, it didn't. So I told my mom I wasn't feeling well. So she called the doc. Now, when I was growing up, with me and the doc, my experience always encountered Murphy's Law. Always, always, always. Okay, what did Murphy's Law sound like for me when it came to going to the doc's office? It was always this. When I need the doctor, and I need the doctor right now, Murphy's Law always said you had to wait, wait, and wait. Okay? That was just the truth. Okay? I don't know why it was. But what was it? Why did I want to see the doc right now? Because I always knew what was coming. Sleeve, and get an injection with a needle right here with penicillin. Okay, when we were kids, we didn't enjoy getting a needle poked in our arm. We didn't enjoy getting shots. We just didn't. Okay? Well, on this occasion, I was fortunate because I didn't have to wait for the doc. Instead, the doc met me at the hospital, me and my mom. And so to the hospital we went. And once you know, even there, Murphy's Law would kick in. Okay? And Murphy's Law here sounds like this. Just when you thought it couldn't get worse, it does. So I went into the doc. The doc checked me over, said, "You got an earache?" I said, "No, duh, you know that." And so I started rolling up his sleeve, and he said, no. He said, "Pull down your pants." Now, let me ask you this. To whom do you pull down your pants in front of? Okay, you don't, do you? We just don't. It's kind of embarrassing, but there I did, and the doc gave me a good old injection right here. Got it? Right there, he gave me an injection. His reasoning was it would dissipate through the body quicker, the pain would lessen a lot sooner. Okay? But here's the thing. All right, about that. Imagine being, all right, and I'll show you this, me being at Mass that day or wherever I went, kind of having to sit awkwardly. I'll do the best so everybody can see this, but imagine me kind of having to sit like this. Remember my butt right buttocks, kind of having to sit like this. So everybody was asking me, all the kids, what's wrong, what's wrong? I said I got a shot in the area of my body where the sun never shines. And they laugh at me. Okay? They laugh and they laugh and they laugh. It's humiliating. It's embarrassing. Okay? Talk about the ego getting bruised, all because of Doc Verning. All because of the doc. But brothers and sisters, we can chuckle about that today. But I want us to take us back 2,000 years ago, because in many ways our minds can't wrap themselves around what happened. They didn't have the know-how, they didn't have the technology that we do today. But when it came to things like this, epilepsy, leprosy, fevers, anything to do with the ears, they always believed at that time it was something caused by evil spirits or even by demons. Okay, it's a very different time, all right? You get that now? What's going on in the readings of it? What's all of this that's happening? Okay. So in cases like the gospel of today, notice you don't see Naaman or you don't see the lepers going to a doctor. Instead, who do they come to? A prophet or a priest or even to Jesus Christ. You got that now? And I always marvel at the distance people are willing to travel for their own well-being. Okay, we have Mayo Clinic right down the road from us. And when we go downtown, isn't it amazing all the nationalities that come from all over the world? Why? Because they want to be made well. Same is true in the gospel in the first reading. Naaman, a Syrian, takes his entourage and he travels to a country where healing can happen. That is Israel. You see the distance. Okay? Even the leper, the one leper that returns to Jesus, is a Samaritan, and he's even willing to go into a foreign country, into Israel, to a Jew. He didn't like Jews, but to be healed. But to be healed. All right? It seems to say to me this, that we are willing to do anything, to travel any distance for us to be healed. Okay? And I want to share one more thought before we get into this idea of why you come to Mass. Naaman today, when he's told to go dip in the Jordan River, he thinks it's hideous. He thinks it's dumb. He thinks it's foolish, right? That's what we hear today. Well, brothers and sisters, have you ever encountered things that are kind of dumb and foolish? I have. I'm going to give you an example of one that I saw. I saw a man once in a camel shirt. Okay, so obviously, probably an outdoorsy type, trying to start a chainsaw. Okay, I'll picture a chainsaw. Here's the thing that I thought was kind of interesting. As he tried to start the chainsaw, he actually had the blade between his legs. But he's holding it like this. Okay? Well, imagine if all of a sudden he pulls and she fires, and all of a sudden the blade engages. Well, his poor lower regions, I don't think I need to say more. Okay? Dumb, foolish, hideous. We all agree with that, right? How many of you would try that? Maybe you're, nobody here is, right? I hope not. I hope not. That's the feeling. This is dumb. This is hideous. That's what Naaman thinks until he goes to the Jordan and he realizes, you know, this isn't so hideous. These waters can heal. Okay? So with that, let's come back to where this all started. Why did you come to Mass today? It's a good thing, by the way. Not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But here are some reasons. Reasons abound. I'm observing a commandment, keep holy the Sabbath day. I need some quiet in my life so I can regroup. It's a chance to be with family, to pray together. I have a special need and know that the Mass is where I find the greatest source of grace and strength. Great answers. Might I add one thing today? Whenever we come to Mass, we always seem to say, I come to either get something or receive something. And I'm going to tell us something today. We can also come to Mass to give God something. Do you hear that? Give God something. Now you may say, Father, God has everything. He needs nothing. There's one thing that God wants, though, that he doesn't possess. What is it? I'll share a story with you. So this is a story about a teacher. Teacher sat down with students and said, I want you to write down the 7 wonders of the world and then share them with the class. So they sat down and they wrote. Pyramids, Great Wall of China, you know, all of these different things. And that's what they read. Well, this one girl wrote down and she got up and she held the class spellbound because this is what she wrote as the 7 wonders of the world. Are you ready? Here it is. To see, to hear, to smell, to taste, to touch, to love, and to think. Pretty good, isn't it? Pretty good. Okay? All right. Here it is. There is one thing that God doesn't possess. He could, but he doesn't because of free will. You know what it is? I'll show you. You ready? It's your heart. This. God doesn't possess that. He says you can do what you want. You know, when I heard the story of the gospel today, the 10 lepers, I marvel. I asked, what nationality are all of these? Well, they're not mentioned. All that's mentioned is a Samaritan comes to a Jew. Now remember this, the distance that we are willing to go. What we are willing to do to be healed. A Samaritan who despised and hated Jews went to a Jew, Jesus, to be healed. Okay, to be healed. Okay? Different from all other healing stories. There's one difference here. From all the healings that we hear of Jesus in this, it is this. Jesus doesn't heal on the dime. Jesus tells them to go. And as they go, they are healed. Okay? And when the one comes back and you hear the pain in Jesus' voice, he says, where are the other nine? Weren't 10 healed? Where are they? And you know something? We can make all kinds of excuses as to why we don't go back to Jesus. Oh, I get to be with my family now. Now as a leper, I couldn't. Faith community, worship community, my own community itself. I can be with them. And yet in that, we miss the most simple thing that we can do. What is it? To what? To thank God. To thank God. That's what this can do. To thank God. Right? We can come up with all kinds of excuses. They did, the other nine. And yet, it's as simple as it gets. So let's not miss it today. Here's what we're going to do. When I'm done, in that time of quiet, I want you to ask yourself, what am I grateful for as I come to Mass today? Thank God. Also during the week, I want you to come back to that question. Keep it in your mind. As you're working or whatever you're doing, come back to it. What am I grateful for now in this present moment? Thank God. Make that become part of your being, because that's what God wants more than anything else. You got it? It's right here. We own it, but God wants it. Give it. Okay? And blessings and peace to all of you this day.